Well, have you fired up the grill this past week or two or this past month or so? A lot of people have. I know a couple guys that have. Mad Dog and Merrill, they've got that grill going every day. Our grilling buddies, they've been traveling the country teaching their unique style of grilling for about 30 years. Hosts of the TV show Midwest Grillin' on the CW Network. Authors of Forever Tailgating and We've Got Gas, Grilling Cookbook, among others. They've got a lot of books. And with us today until 12:30 to take a look at grilling outdoors and certainly to answer your questions. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. We've already had a half dozen people send in questions to my Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show, and you can do that as well if you'd like. So lots of ways to get to these guys, and please join us. The number again, 1-800-642-1234, email talk@wpr.org. Mad Dog, you there?
Absolutely. How's Larry today?
Well, Larry's pretty good today. What about Merrill? Is Merrill good?
Oh, man, I'm just coming in from the grill. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, sir.
Oh, you're out there grilling on a cold day like this, eh?
You got to do it. What better weather to be grilling out at?
Oh, man. Say, how's that television show going?
It's going absolutely
fantastic. The show's going wonderful. In fact, we got, starting at May 8th of this coming year, we got 40 weeks on the CW Network, so
we've
expanded it a few more weeks, and we've got a couple more weeks until Super Bowl of this year's program. But next week, starting May 8th, you get to see us for 40 weeks.
All right. That's in person.
Yeah,
live on digital.
live on digital, exactly right.
Well, you know, we have had a lot of questions. Mary sent a question on my Facebook page. She said, there are times when a grilled burger sounds so good, but when I make them, they're disappointing on the grill. Am I making them too thick, too cooked, wrong ingredients, bad karma? What do you guys think, Mad Dog?
You know, one of the things that I found out, and actually I made a mistake, and it's not a mistake, is you want to try to eat healthier, so everybody's buying ground round, and it's so lean. So you have to treat it with a little more TLC. We give it a little more care. So what I'll do is I'll make the burgers nice and thick like you normally would, but I'll sear them up on both sides in a higher heat, and I'll move them off to the side where there is no heat and treat them like a little roast and slow cook them so you don't have the tendency to take all what moisture there is, they're so gosh darn lean. So that's one of the reasons. And another great way to do burgers on the grill, I found, is to sear them up a little bit. Take an aluminum drip pan, add a little beef broth in there, some sliced onions, and take those seared up but yet still raw hamburgers, put them in that drip pan, put them back on the grill, let the onions get tender and the burgers get done and moist, and life is good.
Oh, it sounds good to me. It's almost noon, too.
They're delicious.
And I'm hungry. Well, I tell you what, Valerie caught you guys on TV, and you made a Bloody Mary marinade for brats. And in all capital letters, she says, I must have that recipe.
Well, you know, that's the one I did on Fox 11 a couple weeks ago.
Ah.
And there is no true recipe, but if you appreciate Bloody Marys, whatever your favorite recipe is for a Bloody Mary mix, you can add the vodka. That's optional. But I'll sear the bratwurst up so we get the flavor of the grill. And in the aluminum drip pan, instead of the traditional beer, sauerkraut, peppers, and onions, I added the Bloody Mary mix with onions and peppers and let the brat simmer in that for about 30 minutes. And honest to goodness, a little horseradish, a little Worcestershire, a little hot sauce in there, the tomato juice, and life was good.
Oh.
And don't forget the dill pickle. That was
oh,
the topper.
Shoot. I did. I tried something, because I garnish sometimes as dill pickles. So I added a couple of real thick dill pickles in there, slices, and about a quarter cup of, eighth cup of dill pickle juice. And you could taste that a mile away. It was delicious.
Oh, great. So, Valerie, there you have it. I hope you're listening. And
I hope so, too.
Yeah. And
now I'm getting hungry and thirsty.
Somebody else on the Facebook page says, Valerie made me think of another question. Because of the casing, do bratwursts really benefit from marinades, or is there just a little coating on the outside?
for on the bratwurst, basically for on the bratwurst, you know, the coating on the outside, when you sit in the brine, I mean, that's what really gives the flavor. But basically, just brown up the bratwurst and then go ahead and put them in whatever type of brine that you would like.
Somebody else wonders, what bastes or marinades do you really love for grilled skinless chicken?
Ooh. I will go with mine. I definitely like using the teriyaki sauce. It's my favorite for grilled chicken. Teriyaki chicken on the grill is absolutely awesome. You know, you could go buy an already, you know, what's great nowadays is you could go to the store and you've got, you know, lots of different types of selections what you want to do for marinades. But I like the teriyaki, or you can make your own marinade by using teriyaki sauce, you know, some brown sugar, fresh ginger, and a little bit of oil in that. And that's my favorite.
And a tad bit of white wine.
Ooh. Tad bit of white wine.
Yeah.
That sounds good. We have Cynthia, who sent us a note on my Facebook page and says, over the past year or so, we have shifted our diet to include more vegetables. Do you have any wonderful recipes and or suggestions for bringing out the best in grilled veggies?
I consider myself the vegetable king, and we talk about it. It seems like each and every time we're on your show, Larry. But there's not a vegetable you can't grow in your garden, get at the local produce market, or in your grocery store you can't put directly on the grates of the grill. You know, the old days, and when the Boy Scouts go out and they take the aluminum foil packets and they put those peppers and the onions and potatoes in there and they grill them up, it's good. But when a little glistening of good olive oil over the top of those vegetables, Brussels sprouts, whole carrots, zucchini wedges, the list goes on and on, they go directly on the grates of the grill and get browned up so you get the full flavor of the grill and the vegetables and individual servings. So it's not like a big old boiled dinner. So great, great, great vegetables on the grill.
Yeah, and you know, I've got one of these plates, metal plates with a bunch of big holes in that I put the vegetables on and then on the grill so they don't fall through the slots. And
that's a great, yep.
That works really well, and it's, I don't think we paid very much for that either, if I'm not mistaken. Ron in Dodgeville has a question for you. Ron, hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
Great.
So a couple of weeks ago, I cooked some pork on my smoker, and it was pretty cold out. And this weekend, of course, there's Bears-Packers going on, so I want to do this pork thing again. But I want to move it to my grill to get, so it's a gas grill, and give it a little bit more temperature control, so... But the temperature's going to be dropping, so I want to know if these guys have any advice of going from a smoker to a gas grill. And
well, actually, you know, your temperature, you know, usually when you're smoking, using your smoker, most people will smoke it around 225 degrees. And it is going to be cold outside. If you do have an accurate thermometer on your grill, you want to go at 225. You want to go a little bit longer. But are you planning to really actually do the same cooking process as you do on the smoker as on the grill?
Pretty much, yeah, and I just can't take this dish inside to the house. It would just be wrong. I got to cook outside.
Sure, I hear you. I would go really at the 225 degrees, just as you would at your smoker, and you should be fine.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You imagine the amount of brats and burgers and everything that's going to get cooked this weekend in anticipation of that Packer game, Packer-Bear game?
And that's just the three of our houses.
Yeah. buy stock in bratwurst right now.
Oh, man. I tell you, Lee in Delafield's got a question for you. I want to follow up on that football, but let's go to Lee first in Delafield. Hi, Lee.
How you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Good.
Got a quick question about those wooden planks you use on the grill for cooking fish. Just want to get the... opinion about those, if they're worthwhile or not.
Oh, they're absolutely great. I mean, if you've never done plank cooking, you got to experiment. You got to have fun. You can do any type of wood, about 3/4 inch thick, or an inch thick, or a 1/2 inch thick, as long as it's untreated lumber. The best thing to do is to go to a grill store and purchase the cedar, the hickory, the different flavors of wood. But I just wrote a recipe up for a wine company up in Door County yesterday. And I actually told the folks to use 90% water when you soak your wood plank and about 10% of blackberry wine.
In with the water while you're soaking them?
Oh, yeah. Add a little red wine in with the water, soak the planks for 3 to 6 hours, marinate, and in this case it was a salmon fillet, and I marinated the salmon fillet in some blackberry wine, a little bit of olive oil, some cilantro, and sweet onions, so it all had a beautiful sweet flavor to it, so it all went together, and marinated the skinless salmon fillets for about 3 hours, the same as you're soaking the plank in the water and wine solution. All you simply do is pat the salmon dry, glisten it with an olive oil again, season it maybe a tad bit, slap it skin side down where the skin was on the plank, put the plank on the grill, medium direct heat, put the hood down quickly, wait about 20, 24 minutes, and what I had them do for that recipe is I took blackberry jelly with a couple tablespoons of the blackberry wine with a little bit of diced onion and cilantro to reinforce the flavor, and I glazed it the last 10 minutes of cooking, the last 5 minutes of cooking, and it was a fantastic recipe.
Yeah, it sounds great. Fantastic. I appreciate the information, guys.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You were going to add something there, Merrill?
No. I thought, okay.
Okay, well, we're good to go here. I've got, you think it's, you know, most of the time when we think about grilling in the winter, you know, people are, well, the cold bothers, but what about the cooking? Is there much difference in the cooking in the wintertime as opposed to summer?
Well, your cooking is going to take a little bit longer because obviously it's cold outside. You know, if you're doing the typical charcoal, you're going to have to use a little bit more charcoal to get the heat. And if you're using the gas grill, yes, I would crank it up a little bit more just for the fact is that it's cold outside. So if you're normally really cooking at around 350 degrees, hey, it doesn't hurt to try to crank it up, at least get up to 375. But yeah, it is going to take a little bit longer because it's cold outside.
And if you're doing indirect method of cooking, turkeys, hams, and roasts, you want to add about 3 to 4 minutes extra per pound in the cooking process because you're going to lose a lot of heat by the coldness.
All right. Well, let's go to Jackie in Milwaukee. Oops, maybe we won't get to Jackie yet. We'll get to her in just a second here. Well, do some things grill better in the winter than they do in the warmer months?
Well, you know, I think things that what I try to do at home, and I think everybody does, is you don't want to be outside for an extended period of time. So you want to do things that are fast. You want to do like a nice thin chicken breast. You want to do some real thin pork chops. You want to do shrimp on the grill. Or in Merrill's case, he does the opposite. He wants to get his green egg or his smoker going, put the meat product on there and not worry about it for hours, and you get both sides of the world. So
that's very true. I hate to worry.
Yes, he does.
I don't want to get over too excited, but I mean, that's the nice thing about getting the smokers going and things. You just put them on, sit back, relax, just make sure they're at a constant heat all the time.
And by the way, your website is maddogandmerrill.com, isn't it?
That is correct.
Yes, sir. Yeah, good website. Join us on Facebook just like you would on yours, Larry, if you would.
Mad Dog and Merrill, they'll be with us till 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking wintertime grilling here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Kind of a good thing to do around that dinner, the noon lunch hour, isn't it? Larry Mueller here with my guests, Mad Dog and Merrill, the grilling buddies. Take a look at their website. It's maddogandmerrill.com. They got lots of information on that website about their TV show and about their books and a lot of good tips for you on grilling. So some recipes, too. They got a recipe of the week. You guys do a recipe of the week, don't you?
Yes, we do.
We certainly. Yep.
And I want to get to that in a minute, but Jackie in Milwaukee has a question for you about something near and dear to my heart, grilled beets.
That's what made me think about it. You were at a baseball game, pre-cook, and you just went ecstatic about the beets, and you hardly got to eat any because everybody liked them. How do you prepare beets, because that's one of my favorite vegetables, pickled or otherwise, on a grill?
I tell you what, it wasn't at a baseball game. It was at a dinner that Mad Dog and Merrill prepared for Wisconsin Public Radio listeners, some listeners who... We're part of it, and I tell you what, I didn't get enough of those beets.
Well, wherever it was, you were happy.
Oh, yeah.
I think what Larry really said is the beets were a hit, and he caught most of them. Hey, the beets are good on the grill. There's two ways to do them. There's the cheater's way and a great fresh beets. And first of all, fresh beets are wonderful, and you take the whole beets, you wash them up, you treat them just like a baked potato, glisten them with a little bit of oil, put them on the grill. Because of the sugar content, they're going to cook a tad bit faster than a baked potato, but they're delicious on the grill that way. The way we cheated that day with Larry is I actually opened up a few cans of the canned beets and drained the juices out, dear. You drain the juices out, slosh a little Italian dressing over the top, put them on the grill, and honest to goodness, roll them around for 10, 12, 15 minutes. And they get so buttery rich for some odd reason. They're so buttery rich. They're fantastic. And they're good antioxidants. They're good for you.
What a wonderful! Can you do that with other vegetables, like potatoes, if they're canned?
The little canned potatoes. Now you're giving away all our secrets, honey.
And they're free.
Yeah, the little canned potatoes. Open them up, drain them off, slosh a little Italian dressing on them, throw them on the grill, brown them up a little bit, little canister Parmesan cheese, and people swear they're in heaven.
But that would be good even for cold weather, because you wouldn't have to you said, 10, 20 minutes?
Absolutely, and you can do them indirect or direct. There's virtually no way to ruin them, because the more crisper they're done, sometimes the better.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jackie. You're going to love them.
Okay.
Boy, you're giving away all our secrets, Larry.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I love those beets. And
yeah,
I have grilled used that same method of grilling beets many times since you guys made that dinner for us. They're wonderful. Ken in Brighton, we go to you now. Hi, Ken.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I've always been a guy who's sort of grilled by the seat of my pants, just by timing, and I count the number of coals a lot of times that I use.
Yeah.
And I've got a friend who's going to chef school, and he is adamant about exact temperatures and time cooking on a grill, a lot of times with indirect stuff, and that the grill has to be in a specific temperature. And I'm wondering if you guys work with that, and if there's any good references for that, and if there's a good thermometer that doesn't burn or melt in a grill if you leave it in.
Well, you know, the big thing, especially if you're doing an indirect method of cooking, it's going to depend on what type of grill that you're using. But let's say if you're just using a charcoal grill, you're using the basic Weber grill, that has like a convection oven effect. What happens is when you're working with a grill like that, the heat is circulating around the meat. So you're getting an even cooking temperature. I have to admit that I'm not really that particular on temperature-wise. I know that I should be, but I would be like you. I just sort of sit back and cook and then just sort of relax. But indirect method cooking, you have no problem at all whatsoever. And it'd be the same thing if you're using anything with three or more burners on your gas grill. You'd shut off your center burners or burners and leave your two outside burners on. And there again, you have a convection oven effect. It is good to be, you know, you want to be accurate if you're doing something like it. You don't want it at 350 degrees, but, you know, if it goes to 355 or 340, I'm sure not going to lose any sleep. I'll have another barley pop or something.
There you go.
There you go. By the way, John in Port Wing emailed us. It's kind of a related question here. Well, it is a related question. Any suggestions for grilling when air temperatures are so low that all my gas grill will give me is a low simmer size flame? And
yeah,
he says the commercially available tank heater blankets seem to cost $300 or more.
Well, the big thing on that, one thing I have to admit is that sometimes, even from a low flame, you should, if you've got at least a halfway quality gas grill, you should still be able to get a decent flame out of that, no matter really what the temperature is. What I'm really concerned about is a lot of people will start their grill up wrong, where they'll actually turn the knobs on, and then they'll turn the gas tank on then. And what happens is that really screws up the intake for your gas coming into the lines. So what I would suggest, you might want to try this first, is really, I know it sounds stupid, but just completely shut your grill off, disconnect completely everything, your gas tank and everything, then reconnect your gas tank, and then turn your gas tank on, and then turn the on button up top. I think you might just have a problem with this gas flow in there.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that makes some sense. All right. Ken, again, thank you. Cayman in Onalaska, we'll turn to you next. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, sir. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Say, I tell you what, I've got a recipe for you guys, a grilling recipe that I just call a Polynesian barbecue, and I learned it when I was overseas in the military. And anyway, what I do is I take 3 parts white vinegar, 1 part soy sauce, dark preferred, 1 part brown sugar, and 1 part, believe it or not, garlic. And anyway, marinate your chicken, beef, or pork. Shish kebab works fine too. Marinate that for 24 hours in a cooler, and then barbecue as you desire on the grill. And I tell you what, you will never have a cheaper, better barbecue in the world.
Sounds good to me. I love it.
Yeah?
Sounds good. Sounds like the white vinegar is going to take care of breaking down the tissues and tenderizing it pretty good.
Absolutely, sir. You're correct. And the thing is, don't go for the high-end stuff in the grocery store. Use your cheapest white vinegar, your cheapest dark mushroom soy if you can find it. Don't go high-end on this, and I tell you what, it's even better that way.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? One quick thing about Onalaska. When you're in Onalaska there, you got a great store there. You got Festival Foods, and you can go to the grocery store there and any Festival Foods and find our wonderful barbecue sauces and spices and rubs, and you can use those as finishing sauces and make those kebabs taste even better.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, sounds good.
You know, I would highly recommend that.
and soon to be in all Woodman stores and several other stores around the state of Wisconsin. And we're really proud of the grilling sauces and our spices, and also our Grandma Hazel's rub is delicious too. So.
Grandma Hazel's rub. I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, Merrill will send you some. It's actually his Irish grandmother Hazel lived to be 98 years old, and she had a wonderful recipe for beef tenderloin that utilized the herbs and spices we got in there.
Oh, perfect. All right, I'm gonna be watching my mailbox. Thanks, Gavin, for calling. Appreciate it. By the way, if you'd like to join in, we have some open lines. We'll get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or shoot us an email at talk@wpr.org. You know, we always talk about the Super Bowl being the big event, but I tell you, a big event this weekend, the Bears and the Packers playing. I know there's going to be a lot of grilling going on this weekend, and also for the Super Bowl. We've been talking about brats a little bit, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of many tons of brats cooked. But do you guys have some suggestions for people trying to plan a game day grilling party?
Well, you know what? Go ahead, man, Doug.
No, you go right ahead, Merrill. I've said more than enough.
No, you know what? I'm thinking actually for this weekend, and we've done it on our television show before and things, but, you know, you go to Buffalo, they have those little buffalo wings. They're fine, but I'm actually going to be doing some turkey wings this weekend.
Oh.
And then instead of a regular barbecue sauce, I'm actually going to use what they call, if you go down to Gibson's restaurant down in Atlanta, Georgia, and things, he's won many a barbecue contest on his chicken, but instead of a regular barbecue sauce, going to be using a white barbecue sauce on it.
A white?
Right. And I want to basically white barbecue.
No, white.
White barbecue sauce is basically using like 2 cups of mayonnaise and a half a cup of apple cider vinegar, and maybe a juice of a lemon and a little bit of curry powder or hot sauce in there. But it makes a really good sauce. And what I'm going to do on the turkey wings is just marinate them in a little bit of Italian dressing. Grill them indirect for about 40 minutes and drop the whole wings completely into that white sauce, and then place on the grill, you know, and grill it direct for about 10 minutes after I'm done.
Oh, sounds good. I haven't
tried
it.
I'm going to do Chicago-style hot dogs.
They'll never work.
It's just a fad.
Joan in Madison has a question for you guys. Joan, hi.
Hi. I was just going to mention, to piggyback on that teriyaki marinade for the chicken breast.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do a couple different marinades to get the chicken breast really, really moist. You can just fork right into it. And one is sort of a Italian dressing that you can marinate it in. Any
sure.
sort of balsamic.
Oh.
And then a red wine with barbecue sauce.
You cut out a little bit, so we missed part of it, but I think we got most of it, didn't we, Mad Dog?
Yeah, I think what she's really referring to, and it's what the gentleman with the white vinegar mentioned before, you know, marinades have three ingredients. The one ingredient that tenderizes or breaks down the tissues of the meat is an acid. So she mentioned vinegars, Italian dressings, which is a vinegar, white wines, which is an acid, will break down tissues of the meat. Meryl mentioned lemon juice before. Citruses are acids. Worcestershire, soy sauces, things like that break down the tissues of the meat so the flavor can work into it, and it also tenderizes the outside of the cuts of the meat. So I think everything she's mentioning is more of a marinade type style that does tenderize cuts of meat.
Oh. Yeah,
and we have a Weber grill, so we just put it in a piece of foil, and so it doesn't char the outside of the meat, and it just keeps
sure.
it nice and moist.
Sounds good to me.
Right in the, yep, sure does. Me too.
All right.
Thanks, Joan. Thanks a lot for
Thank
calling.
Thank you, dear.
And Don in Fond du Lac, on to you now. Hi, Don.
Hi, guys. Hey, good show.
Thanks.
You had an earlier caller that wanted to smoke some stuff on a gas grill. And when you use the smoking chips on a gas grill, you just make up a chip packet. You soak the chips and you wrap them up in tin foil in a small packet.
Yep.
And you poke a few holes in the top of it and just put that on the other side of the grill when you're smoking indirect, and it works really good.
Yes, it does. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Meryl.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks, Don, for calling. Appreciate it.
Sure,
and Meryl agrees. Well,
and
I tell
Meryl
you,
did agree.
Yes, he did. Oh man, do you have any? Somebody's wondering. Do you have any grilling recipes for vegetarians or even vegans?
You know, I did some veggie burgers on the grill,
man.
That would knock your socks off. I did them for television a couple weeks ago. And it was a basis of a big can of refried beans. I used a small can of black beans drained, and I used some garbanzo beans, chickpeas that I mashed up a little bit, and then I added some onion and pepper diced up in there, and I added two cans of tomato sauce puree, the real thick puree, two
yeah.
cans of that, and then I added oatmeal and cracker crumbs and bread crumbs. Kind of to hold it together, the bonding agent, and I mix those all together, and I patted them up with the patties, and I put them on the grill on a lower heat, almost indirect, but a low heat, and slow cooked them for about 30 minutes just to warm them through up and down and turn them over, and they were the best veggie burgers I ever had.
Oh.
They're fantastic.
I give them a 10. They were so good.
Yeah,
I was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I have. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this program again because I don't have enough time to write down all this.
Well, you know, those veggie burgers, I had never done them personally before. You always store-bought them. And I just you just think in your mind what you need. You need moisture. You need protein. You need a bonding agent. And
yeah.
it has to be all, all non, all vegetarian style.
Yeah.
And it actually, they worked out wonderful. Fantastic.
Frank and Prairie du Chien, let's go to you next. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
I called because last few years I've been putting our turkeys, when we cook turkeys, out on the grill. And everybody that's had it have remarked how juicier and more flavorful they are than in a regular oven or a roaster.
Oh, they're great on the grill. You have to kind of watch the temperature and the time.
Right.
But do you do anything special, Frank? Just watch the temperature and time?
Basically, just cover with seasoned salt and put a couple onions inside the cavity. And like you said, just kind of keep an eye on it. Don't let it overcook. And the last 15 minutes before you serve it, just take it in and cover it with some tin foil and let it rest.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, Frank hit it on the head, and Meryl mentioned it before. Back in 1952, a certain company in Illinois came out with 22.5-inch charcoal grills, and we banked two piles of coals on both sides on the bottom. You let them get good and gray. You put a turkey in the center, and the world had a convection oven. For the first time in history, we were cooking turkeys at 11, 12 minutes a pound and coming out moist and just delicious.
Oh, it's great. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. Say, what's going on with your TV program? What have you got coming up? And give times and how do people find you?
You know, it's on the CW network. It's every Sunday morning at 9:30. Every Sunday morning at 9:30, and it runs up until Super Bowl. But I think the key, and I mentioned it earlier, is 40 weeks next year, and we actually we're moving into the big state of Minnesota, the Minneapolis, Rochester market, and Duluth. And so next year, starting May 8th, every Sunday morning at 9:30 throughout the whole state of Wisconsin on the CW Network, it's a half-hour show of great grilling. And in the meantime, you can log on to maddogandmeryl.com. You know, there's a Facebook icon right on the front page. Click on that, join Facebook, and we share recipes and ideas throughout the whole week and throughout these cold winter months.
Perfect. Let's go to Tom in Fond du Lac. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I was just listening in the car, and I'm not sure this question will apply. It's not really a grilling question. It's more like a saving some leftovers question. All the Chinese restaurants up here serve a barbecue pork that's really, really sweet. And yesterday I ordered boneless barbecue spare ribs, hoping it would be more barbecue-y, and it's just as sweet as everything else. I wondered if there's anything I can do with the leftovers that might save that.
Mm.
Salvage it.
No.
He's already cooked the ribs. I got lost there a little bit.
Yeah, but so he got leftover ribs, and the sauce was sweeter than he liked it.
Incredibly sweet.
Okay. You know, one thing that you can do if you want to do something for leftovers, and what's going to happen is if you stick them back in the oven or something for leftovers or in a slow cooker, is that you could put it on a low heat and try to actually shred the pork. But one thing that will help take care of that sweetness is if you use a little bit of apple cider vinegar in there. And that could help you sort of adjust that a little bit. If the sauce is too sweet, add a little apple sauce vinegar, and then that should help you out.
Oh, okay. I'll try that.
All right. Makes good sense. Let's go to Mark in La Crosse. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Joining the program.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, just a question about gas grills. Just wondering if your guests have any recommendation on gas grills. I mean, I've had several gas grills over the years, you know, like from your local Home Depots or wherever, and they just don't seem to last over 5 years. And I'm looking for something that might have, like, cast iron burners or, you know, cast iron grates, something that'll last longer. Any recommendations on that?
Mad Dog, what do you think?
Well, I usually let Merrill handle that one because I don't know if we should mention name brands or not, but I think the best idea is to go to Consumer Reports, look inside Consumer Reports, see which are the better quality grills to purchase. You know you got to spend money to save money. We know that in the long run. And it's what grill suits you. If you're looking to do major amounts of indirect method of cooking, you need like a 5-burner gas grill where you can put the 2 outside burners on. You got lots of room in the middle. If it's just you and the missus, you might just want a smaller gas grill. The Weber Qs by Weber, just a nice little, they're 300. The Weber Q, I've been using it for 2.5 years. The igniter works each and every time. It's got a cast iron grates on top, and it really is a nice gas grill that seems to be lasting. So I think you need to do a little research.
No.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Brian in Waupun, on to you now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Larry. I was wondering if Mad Dog and Merrill had a preference to lump or briquette charcoal.
You know, you're seeing the lump charcoal really coming out very strong. More and more people are using the natural lump charcoal. And you've got your briquettes. I use them both, but I'm having more of a tendency of using the lump charcoal mainly because it's all natural. And it's really a nice heat. It's great for on smoking or regular on grilling. But I have to admit, when Mad Dog and I are doing big catering jobs, we will go with the actual charcoal briquettes. Just for the fact that I think we've got our timing down a lot better. But if I'm at home, I like using the lump charcoal. I definitely love the lump charcoal. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the lump charcoal, too. It doesn't leave any residue or aftertaste, and you can get on the grill quicker.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's really nice with that, with on the lump charcoal. I mean, you really have nothing left whatsoever. I mean, I'm not trying to push on the green egg, or if anybody has any type of ceramic type of smoker, you're really surprised at what's left of the lump charcoal. It's just a little bit of dust, and that's it.
Yeah, perfect.
I look forward to looking at your website when I get home.
All right.
Thanks. Thank you much.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Stan in Cresco, Iowa, had a comment on the gas tanks. He said he recommends having his gas tanks completely filled, and you get the best performance in cold weather. There's probably some truth to that.
Very true.
Well, that goes without saying. It's just kind of it's hard to do economically. You don't want to keep on going and getting gas in your tank back and forth. And, you know, you want to get as much out of a tank as you possibly can. Yeah. I was going to mention that before, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to sound like I was Mr. Moneybags here.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. I'm buying everybody lunch today.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure. I hope you'll do this again.
Hey, we appreciate it. Go online at maddogandmerrill.com. We got our cookbooks for sale and sauces and spices in case people want to order them.
And a look at your shows, your upcoming shows, and those that have already been. Thanks again, guys.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. MadDogAndMerrill.com is the place to go. That's their website, Mad Dog and Merrill. Merrill spelled with two R's and two L's, by the way. MadDogAndMerrill.com. Great fun. And we're going to have great fun tomorrow, too. Dick Zondag of the Jung Seed Company joins us for the next edition of Garden Talk. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.